Okay, so the camera's blank. Okay, so all right, so we're gonna take up the Rashba today. I would like to do the whole rush. Maybe we'll see if we have some time next week to finish it. Especially the two major issues that are very intriguing. One is the Chozer V'Nir, which is okay. It's not the most intriguing, but that's interesting. But the last one he takes up is the Tumah. He takes up the whole question of Tumah. Big sugya, and why the Gemara is machalik between Masa and Mago. Takes up that question. The rush at the end takes with the question of why Maso is different than Magra. Oh, because the Gemara says even though it's a bottle, even if you had betray, it would be bottle, you wouldn't be Mitami Magra. But if you would lift up all three, you'd be Tami from Maso. So the Gemara thing is using that as a question of trying to explore how Bittel works over there. Is it really gone? Is it not gone? You know. It's the case we did. It brings up that case that we did with the Tzir. I don't know if you remember the case we did with the Tzir. That was Min B'Mino V'Dorache. Tosa's question. You know, the Mayim and the Tzir. Remember that one? Had everybody's head spinning? Shochan a little bit. Yivir HaShochan, he takes up the problem of what the rush, why the rush takes Acher Rav Lahatos. A lot of Rishonim mention Acher Rav Lahatos. It's interesting. He has a very good question. I mean, a simple question that the Gemara, we did the Gemara a long time ago, not too long ago, that the Gemara seems to learn it from Dama Parva Dama Soya. So that's what's bothering him. He says, why, if the Gemara says it's Dama Parva Dama Soya, right? That's where the whole machlokas is reviewed in the Rabbanan. The Gemara seems to say that's where the Rabbanan learn Min B'Mino is Batel from, because it's Dafka, because it's they're both Olin that is not Batel. But otherwise, Min B'Mino is Batel. So what's the possible? What do you need the Acher Rav Lahatos for? So he has a little bit complicated, but he's trying to work it out over there.
But that's the case that they're really from.
That's the source in the Torah. That's the Gemara says. The Gemara introduces that as the source of Vishneim Lamdu Mikra Echad. Remember that Gemara we did?
Yeah. I was saying maybe it's different that they're seeing a case where this principle applies, but he's saying that really you see in the pasuk just the principle of own being.
But the Gemara seems to say they both learned. The Gemara seems to express it like they both learned it from this pasuk, because the pasuk was complicated. The question is, which is the key factor in the pasuk? But he wants to say that it has to do, like, without the Acher Rav Lahatos, you wouldn't have had a havamina to say that there's something to learn from the pasuk. One of those kinds of things. And it comes out that the pasuk and the Acher Rav Lahatos sort of merge into one. They help each other, you know. They help each other out. But anyway. I mean, I have the greatest respect for the Yeruch HaShulchan, but I think he went off the course on this whole thing. I don't know. He has this very strange stuff in this sugya, see. He has a strange question. I just don't understand the question. His question, he has this logic that he says, if Acher Rav Lahatos, according to the Rush, turns the Heter into Isser, then it should certainly turn the other way. If it turns Isser into Heter, it should certainly turn Heter into Isser. I don't know where he gets that from. And then he proceeds to use that to show that whoever doesn't hold that Heter turns into Isser, therefore can hold that Isser is going to turn into Heter. He's like this whole... I don't understand what he's talking about, quite frankly. I mean, you need a pasuk of Acher Rav Lahatos to tell you that Isser is Mutter. What do you need a pasuk for to tell you that that Heter becomes Isser? If you don't have the Acher Rav Lahatos, then you have Isser. I said, what do you need to? He's like learning it like a real din, like it goes, like it'll go both ways, not just the xeris akasav of heter, like the xeris akasav of reality. And it's all these problems start building up if you start out with that premise. And he seems to go with that idea that it turns into shchuta, it turns into nevela, and it gets all mixed up. How is it turning into these things, and maga, and masa? I don't know. Lo yirad to the sof daito. Lo yirad to the sof daito, huh? Right, then you should get malchus. He's saying you should get malchus on eating, if you had two isser and one heter, you should get malchus on eating kezias from the mixture. And then he wants to say the Rambam doesn't hold that way, therefore the Rambam can hold that you can eat all three together, like the Rush. It's a stretch. I mean, the Rambam doesn't say anything about it. I don't know. You can see the Rambam doesn't mention it because Midrabbanan holds his Usser anyway. But I just don't see the whole logic. I don't see. And then he brings, the strange thing is, he brings a whole question from the Tumah. And when the Rush himself talks about it, he doesn't even mention the he brings a whole kash on the Rush. How could the Rush hold it? What about Tumah? The Rush himself deals with the Tumah issue. I don't know. Strange stuff.
Gemara does bring.
I don't know. I must be missing something. Yeah.
It's on,
But that's in terms of other cases. That's in Mechs. That's in Kavua.
No, but they're talking about.
That's not a bittle of three of two and one. That's by Kavua.
The stores.
That's Kavua. That's a whole different story. That's clear. That's a different story.
So,
that's where there's no bittle of the heter. That's not the case of the way the heter, where the isser is bottle. I'm sorry. It's not the case where there's a bittle of the isser. Just saying, if I know nine stores are kosher and I find one piece of meat, and one store is isser and I find one piece of meat, I can assume it came from the rov. That's holchin achar rov. That's not a literal bittle. That's the Rush. That's the Aruch Shulchan's question. How do you go from that principle of holchem acharov to say that there's a bittle? But anyway, that's enough for us right now. But I do want to bring him back in later to show what I think is he's making a mistake in the Rashba. Let's take the Rashba now. Okay, it's a very interesting interesting opportunity to see the Rishonim really talking this through. And in the Rashba in general, you have an interesting opportunity, a strange, a bizarre opportunity to see a Rashba talk, to see a Rishon talking about how to read himself. Because the Rashba wrote an anonymous support for his own work. Right? The Rashba wrote the Torah Abayis, the Ra'ah critiqued it in the Bedek Abayis. And the Meshmeres of Bias, the Rashba comes and defends himself, but anonymously, and not very delicately. He's a fierce defender of himself when he's another person. Okay. Anyhow, so let's take it up. Go ahead. I was surprised. I mean, I was surprised how when you read it once, you don't catch it. But he really, in the Mishmer, I mean, the Mishmer Sabayis, he just basically quotes himself. Just like basically rewrites the whole Torah Sabayis. But it brings to your attention, I think, an interesting point. Okay, go ahead. Let's take the story here. The first one we don't have to do. The first Bedek Habayis was just what I was explaining yesterday. That even though the Mishnah is talking about a case of Bishul, since the Mishnah is saying that there's no Nesinas Tam, we can treat it just like a Yavish B'Yavish. Right? The Rashba, in the first Bedek Abayis, he's critical of the Rashba for not explaining that point. But how do you introduce a question of Yavish B'Yavish and start with a case of Bishul? Right? So the Bedek Abayis says it's because the Yavish B'Yavish, it's because the Bishul case is a Bishul without Nesinas Tam, because it already has more than Shishim. So therefore, it's no different than the Yavish B'Yavish. To which the Mishmeres Abayis says that was totally unnecessary to explain. Anybody understands that, except for like women and children or a guy who just starts learning today. So thank you, but no thank you. Oh, all right. Okay, but the more serious matter is the second one. Okay. Did we read the Rashba yesterday? We did not, right?
No.
Yeah. I guess Alma, yeah. Yeah, but basically, so what's his position? His position is that what? I see, it's a very strange position. His position is what? That you can't eat them biyachad, right? Can't eat them biyachad. You can eat them one at a time, but not biyachad. And it's very strange. It's very, very strange. Because, I mean, the key question is, well, does he hold from his Gzeiras HaKasuv or not? That's the key question. Right?
Is everything bottle or not?
Right. So that's what the Aruch HaShulchan, I was very surprised by what he says. He seems to say that since the Rashba goes through this whole thing of maybe this is Heter, this is Heter, this is Heter, that he's not holding from the Nepach L'Heter Svara. I think he's totally wrong. Anyhow, go ahead. Not to influence your reading, but go ahead.
Ahoma, we love time the Beria Mechatika Yavish.
Okay. Right. So since what? So you see from the Gemara that if it wasn't for these exclusions, if it wasn't for these exceptions, then they would be batal barov. It would be batal barov. Right? Because Yavish, it's Yavish Biyavish. And everybody, every Yavish Biyavish is batal barov. Okay, so now he's bothered with the problem that we were discussing yesterday. So if this Gemara is saying Yavish B'Yavish is Batal Barov, so what's the whole Shishim business? Right? So that's what he's trying to explain. So what's the Shishim issue? Go ahead. Talk Shishim. So he says, Mistava like this. Now what? That when they're Dvarim HaNivlalim, when you have things that are Nivlalim, Chaim, what's Nivlalim? Mixed. Bila. Right? Things that are mixed. Now you realize, okay, good. So then, what? So you can't separate them, right? You can't separate them and do what? And eat them alone. Listen very, very carefully, right? She'i efshar lahafrid chatichos v'lechol kol chaticha v'chaticha b'fnei atma. So when you cannot eat each one on its own, you must eat them together. Right? You must eat them together. Then what? Then you need shishim. Why? Continue.
L'fish b'papos m'shir zeh ha'iser nitam v'nirgash b'kol.
Because if it's less than this shir, the Isser would be tasted and sensed in everything. What does he mean by call? Is he talking here? What type of a case is he talking about? That's the key question here, right?
When he says the Isser will not be called, that's just defining what he's like dwelling.
Right.
I mean, he's talking about, it would just be like the really, really fine.
Right.
And like
a chop meat.
Yeah, right.
Let's say a chop meat.
Right. So you just physically can't.
You can't. You can't remove them. Right.
So your question when he says, "What do you mean by b'chol?" Meaning, here this is talking about when it's not cooked.
That's the question, right? So is he talking about when it's cooked or not? See, when you read it initially, you assume he's. I don't know. When I read it initially, I assume I don't know. I wasn't that careful in the reading. I assume he means like a cooked type of, like a cooking kind of a situation. You know, the tom is everywhere. Right. You have to rub it in. You have to rub it in? Okay. So, go ahead. And he also was talking about min b'sheino mino up to this point. That's also right. Because now he's switching, and even by min b'mino. So when he says that it's nitam v'nirgash bakol, he's talking about if it had different tamim. Right, in a situation where you had two things of different tamim and you ate them in a mixed situation, right, like a chop meat, a veal and whatever, pork and beef, right? So each bite of the hamburger is going to have a taste of both. Well, so even if it was not cooked, though, even if it was steak tartare, right, you would have a taste of both. And even if it's a min b'mino, nevela and shchuta, go ahead.
That's afilu min amino she'ein tama iser nirgash bo mikol makom keman shebekinegdo b'min she'ein amino nirgash efirim direi. That's Ruben.
And even by a min b'mino where there is no tam that's sensed, then the chacham ma'machmir. Then the chacham ma'machmir. Right? Go ahead.
Are you saying that min b'mino you're going to have to deal with shisha?
That's right, min d'rabbanan. When the nivlalim, it's only going to require shisha.
It's not cooked.
It doesn't tell anything about cooked.
But aren't you just dealing with iser and not just tam?
Yeah.
Weird way to word it. Meaning you...
Well, that's his whole point. He's building up to what? To saying you can't eat them at once, right? That's what he's building up towards.
Aval yavish b'yavish hu yachol v'achol kochatifa b'pnei atma ocho kochatifa b'pnei atma.
Strange. Already it's strange. Why does he say that? What does he mean by that? Aval yavesh b'yavesh hu yachol lechol kochatich of ne'atzmo, ocha kochatich of ne'atzmo. Why does he make that point? Why does he make that? It seems like a redundant thing.
Isn't it interesting, yachol lechol, in contrast to the longest she'efshar lechol?
So that becomes like an important issue to him, though.
Yeah.
Right? The possibilities.
Right.
Like there's the possibilities, and then what you do. Right? So he's saying, by the nivlalim, it's an e-efshar case. It's not possible to eat them separately. Right? So then you're going to need shishim. But over here, by the chatichos, it's possible to eat them separately. Right? And therefore, you should eat them separately. And therefore, when you eat them separately, go ahead. What is all this for? What is all this for? What does he need to go into all of this for? That's the confusing thing in the Rashba. In other words, does he hold Chad B'Trei's bottle like the Rush or not? If he holds Chad B'Trei's bottle like the Rush, so as long as we're not in the situation of the Nivlalim where he holds the Gzeir or Midrabanon, what does he mean when you eat this one, it's not the Isser? When you eat that one, it's not the Isser? I mean, it makes it sound like the Isser is present. If the Isser is really present, so then even in the Nivlalim, why is it the Gzera? The whole thing is very confusing. If the Isser is really present, if Bittel Barov doesn't mean the Isser is Bottle, so then it sounds like he's saying, but what's confusing is when if you read it straight, right, when he talks about the Nivlalim, is that Midoraisi Nichishim or Midorabani Nichishim? Clearly midrabanan, because he says ichmiru, no? So really, what's the state without the chumrah? Isn't it all heter? So if it's all heter, and it's just an isser not to eat them nivlalim, what do you need to go into this further explanation of saying, and why can you eat them when they're not nivlalim? Because each time I eat one, I say this is not the isser. What do you mean I say this is not? It's not the isser. There is no isser here. What do you mean I say it's not the Isser? It is not the Isser. What Isser? Right? Go ahead, let's go a little further.
The pain mechol achas v'achas she'ochel achrona she'bekulon ani omer v'mashbar mechal haya Isser. The social hetery.
So now I say in the end, oops, must have been I already ate it. Right. What about all the other times? It's a moving target. Okay, you want to play this charade? I mean, he's happy with this kind of a charade. I mean, there are Rishonim, there are Shitas who say no. Therefore, you can't. One person can't eat all three, because by the time he gets to the end, he's going to make himself a chote. When he eats the last one, he's going to make himself a chote. Have to give it to two people.
So at least they're being consistent.
They're being consistent. Some people say, you know, you can't even give it to two people. You got to throw one away. You know what I mean? But he's I don't know. It's a strange. What is he accomplishing over here? Go ahead. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. Now he's bringing back the Daraisa then. Since there really is a Shir Bittul Vidaraisa. Go ahead. So meaning he's basically saying Midaraisa, there is no Issa here.
Of course
in a Choshesh. Go ahead.
The Eshar Lomar.
Yeah. Again, it's contradictory. I don't get it. So really, is it chabatrei bottle? And each time I can say it's not the iser, then he kilubo af mi devrayim shlolat zricho shishim kishari surim. Go ahead.
That's also kind of funny, isn't it? That he's trying to justify the fact that they were not.
Right, that's what he's trying to justify. Why did they not require Shishimir? Why did they not require Shishimir? That's what's bothering him, right? Go ahead. So now, if you cook them, what does it become? It becomes like Nisar Mavon. Right. Or if you eat them together.
That's the same thing.
To eat them ka'achas is also like Nivlolam. Because that is Vade Nivlolam. That is. So he has it like this. That what? He has it like this. That if it's Nivlolam, in fact, then you need Shishim. And if it's not in the Vlolam, in fact, then you have to eat them separately. Right? Okay, but it's a little confusing. In other words, we have to keep our eye on the ball here. What are we looking for? Let's keep in mind what we're looking for here. We're looking for the formulation of an Issur Rabbanan by Min B'Mino. Right? That's what we're looking for. We're looking for, and we know this is definitely derived from Min B'Shein Amino. Doesn't he mention that or no? He does mention at the beginning. Right? Because it's connected with Mim Shein Amino. Kevan Shebe Kenegdo Mim Shein Amino. The whole thing is a Gzera of Kenegdo. So we're looking for formulations of a Gzera Mim Bimino Otu Mim Shein Amino. Okay? Question is, what is the Rashba's formulation? Sounds like a confusing formulation. And what exactly is the Raisa picture? I would like to leave him alone. Let's leave him alone. Because the Bedek HaBayis offers a very clear definition. He offers a clear definition. And this personally is what I would think on my own. Go ahead. Yeah. Good. That's the quote. Fine. V'zeh ain't enough in klal. He doesn't mince words either. This is not right at all. It's not even not at all. Go ahead. So firstly, he doesn't like his game. So what is it doesn't help you? You're setting out l'chatchila on a course that's going to guarantee you're eating an iser. If you're really considering each one not the Isser because it's the other one, then eventually that's going to have to come to a conclusion that I ate Isser. Right? Go ahead. So he's saying, no, it's very simple. The proper idea is like this. That rove is batel midaraisa whenever there's no tam. Right? Now, it's again the way we were looking at it. Again, the dividing up the division, the theoretical division that we were mentioning the other day. That there's tam and there's mamish. Right? So, mamish is really always batel berove. The only thing that's going to affect that is tam. Right, so whenever there's no tam, you just go down to your shear of Bittul Berov. Okay, go ahead. And here there's no v'kevan the kain kol heichad leka bli a klal. Yeah, ukmua adina deraisa. So what does that mean? That's the key. Keep in mind the question. What is the nature of the gzera? Keep in mind that question. I think if you think about that question, it's obvious.
Of
min b'mino atim b'shenamino. Right? Go ahead. So what is he saying? Kevan d'chein. Kevan d'chein what? Since what? Since kol heichad leka taima. Whenever there's no phenomenon of tam, we simply have a bitul midoraisa of min of rov. So therefore, kol heichad leka blia klal. So what does blia have to do with anything? That's the question. What is blia? So he's focusing on blia, not on bolo. Right. So what's blia mean?
Absorbing tam.
So he's saying, you go ahead.
It's just like even when the Rakhra was talking about the case of the Vishal, he put it in terms of it becomes like the Varma.
That's right.
You expect him to say,
right.
Yeah, there's Bliya.
So the Ra'ah is saying, no, he's saying like this. He's saying that really what? Midoraisa, min v'mino is bottle because there's no Nesinas Tam. Right, and what prevents the bittul by min b'shein amino is nesinas tam. That is what prevents the bittul by min b'shein amino. So therefore, as long as there's no b'liya, ukmua adina d'raisa. Continue. Let's continue a little bit further. V'chol min b'mino. Right, don't make a mistake saying even midoraisa by a min b'mino, if you mavashal them, it's definitely bottle. Why? Because there's no tam. Even if you're mavashal and min b'mino, there's no nesinas tam. So midoraisa, it's definitely bottle. Go ahead.
Ella, the kevon dali de bishul the ikablia with
dufta udichavosa
the min b'shein amino ika taima.
There we go.
I'm a rabbana and ubahu shishin.
That's the key. So he says. So therefore, but since through bishul is the phenomenon of blia. And the bishul in the min b'shein amino would be in the sinas tam, so therefore the rabbanu will machmir ubo shishim. Veheichad the yavish yavish ukmur the rabbanu nadaraisa. So just so give me what's this formulation. So what is the nature of the gzeira? What's the gzeira of min b'mino? Correct, but can we get down one step further? What are they really goes around by min? What do they change from the deraisa by min b'mino? What does it mean? Kmua deraisa and the chum and the chumra deraisa.
They treat it like a case of
they treat correct. They treated it like it's a nosein tam. That's what they did. They treated the basar. They treated the min b'mino as if it were a nosein tam, and if it were a nesinas tam to itself. So therefore, he says it comes out like this. That when there's no nesinas tam, so that doesn't alter the din d'oraisa. The d'oraisa is the same, because there's always a bittul of chad b'trei. It's only the nesinas tam that prevents the bittul. So by a min b'mino, when there's no nesinas, when it's yavesh b'yavesh, it's not the phenomenon. There's no phenomenon of nesinas tam. There's no mechanism of nesinas tam. So then it's ukmua din d'oraisa. But they said, midrabanan, we're going to treat it like it is a nosein tam. So if you mavashal it, now we're going to require shishim. You understand? So midoraisa, it's just mamish without tam. But they said, midrabanan, we're going to treat it like a tam. That's his chumah. Right? So that's a nice formulation. It's a nice formulation because you basically treating it the same as the other chefza. You're saying it, but the same as a chefza. You're saying we treat it like a dover that has mamish and tam, even though in reality it only has mamish. Right? So therefore, it's only going to be usur when it enters the category of Nesinas Tam. That's through Bishul. But Nivlalim, Nivlalim is fine. Nivlalim is not a problem. There's no idea of Nivlalim. What's Nivlalim?
Because, I mean, the fact that, even though with
Nivlalim,
you might be able to taste it if you ate it,
that's not a Bliya. That's not a Bliya. They only said that we're going to apply the mechanism of Bliya here as if it were an Osin Tam. That's what we're adding to the Din D'Oraisa. That's where our Chumra is. The Din D'Oraisa is Min B'Mino, is Batal B'Rov. Right? But since there is an idea of Nesinas Tam by Min B'She'en Amino, we're going to give it a status of a Nosein Tam too. But that's only an issue when it's a phenomenon, when it's in the Tavshil of Nesinas Tam, when it's in the state of Nesinas Tam. We'll say we're going to treat it like a Nosein Tam. That's our Chumra. But as long as it's not a Nosein Tam, we leave it alone. There's nothing.
Do you have all three? Is the understanding of the rest of like the rest?
He says that explicitly. He says it explicitly. He says it's the clearest cousin. That's his main argument. You can eat them all at once. That's his main point. You can eat them all at once. Because when you eat them all at once, you're not changing the tzura of the case. You're not making it into a... you have to convert it into like a min b'she'en amino case in order for the chumra of min b'she'en amino to apply. What's the key facet of a min b'she'en amino case? Nesinas Tam. So it's true this one really doesn't have a Nesinas Tam midraisa, but midrabanan we consider it like a Nesinas Tam. So if you're mevashal it, then we consider it like like it has a tam. But if you're not, ukmuad in the raisa. Now,
question: when he asked this question on the Rashba, and he said, "Shahari al-Fulhain Osman who over Israel." Right. So he's definitely talking in the Rafa's framework.
Right.
So is he learning the Rafa as though the Rafa holds that there is Isser there, not like the Rush?
That's always a hard question. It's always a hard question. It's always hard to know how much they're really going into the other Shita. It's very hard to know that. Or if he's saying within the Shita there's going to be some inconsistency. All right, anyways, let's take a look at the Rashba. So what is the thrust of the Rashba's answer? Go ahead. Okay. So what does he say? He says. So what's he saying? He's saying the Bedek HaBayis doesn't make sense. He himself doesn't make sense. Why? Because he's what? He's a Goreya and Mosif. Until he takes away all of the beauty. Anyhow. He said like this, below you are the cave and the ruba doraisa. So since he's saying that rov is midoraisa, so what's the difference between bolul ubalua? Miyavesh biyavesh. Right. He goes the other way, right? Ash not to fall to far to right? So why? Cave and the ruba doraisa. So since Rov is midoraisa, maishna balu balua miyavish biyavish. What's the difference between bolul and balua on the one side and yavish biyavish on the other side? The bolul ubalua lo ukimu adoraisa, viyavish biyavish ukimu adoraisa. Right? That what? Bolul and Balua, we don't put it on the Raisa, and Yavish B'Yavish, we do put it on the Raisa. Right, saying all of them are the same Din Midaraisa.
Right,
all Rov. So what's the difference? Why are you Mechalik arbitrarily but it doesn't really mean Bolul. I mean, what does it mean by Bolul? The Ra'ah never really, the Bedek HaBayis never really mentioned Bolo. He's only inserting Bolo. Alright, let's see. So what's his meaning? The time of the Milsim Mishum, the Advarim HaNivlolim, right?
He's just quoting himself.
But here's the key part. The time of the Milsim, the Advarim HaNivlolim, yeah. She'iyah Shalafi, he's just quoting himself?
Yeah.
The whole thing's for himself?
Yeah.
Yeah. See, I think he's saying that the Ra'ah doesn't understand the Chiluk. I think he's saying the Ra'ah doesn't understand his own Chiluk. The Rashba's Chiluk. Let me just tell you the idea I'm thinking about. See, he's saying like this. The Ra'ah is making a Chiluk between Tam, you see, between Balua and Bolo. Right, he's saying if you eat them all together, that's not a problem. But if you cook them, it is a problem. Right. So what's he saying conceptually? He's saying that we have to treat it definitively. He's saying that we treat it like a nosein tam. So what I think the Rashba does not like about that. What would the Rashba not like about that? I mean, the Rashba doesn't really say much other than repeating himself.
You can taste it has tama iser just like balua, and that's what he emphasizes in his up in the Torah device, right?
Right, it's right. True. That's true.
I mean, I know why that matters, but
right.
Because you can distinguish anything. It's not like the heter has the tama iser, but the whole mixture has.
Yeah.
It's not like there's no iser balua in the heter. But the whole mixture, you can't distinguish between. So the whole mixture is basically one thing, and it has tama iser in it.
See, I think what he doesn't like about the ra'ah, I think he's saying the ra'ah is making an artificial chiluk. He's making an artificial chiluk. Why? Because there is no nesinus tam b'mivino. There is no nesinus tam b'mivino. In other words, the ra'ah would have you accept that the ra'ah is saying when you're cooking a min b'mino, there is like a nesinus tam that we just don't know about. And now halachically midrabbanan, we're going to say that nesinus tam that we don't know about is like a real nesinus tam. The Rashba saying, listen, we're dealing with min b'mino. You can't have the chiluk of tam anymore. The phenomenon of tam doesn't exist. All we can call it is belulim. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
By min b'shein amino, you can say there's a phenomenon of tam. Remember, this goes back to an issue that we've been talking about, that we discussed many times. Right? You know what I'm talking about? The definition of a tam. The definition of tam. Right, he holds you don't need an expert. Right, you don't need an expert.
Right, but I'm saying, like, he says it's not tam.
It's not tam, right.
The post-game meal, which is...
Right. Right. In other words, like when we say min b'mino is not batel, fil be'elef, it means to say that it's machzik itself. Right. It's like it's not. Now let's put it this way. This is something that we've been thinking about. I mean, I'm not saying we said it definitively at any point, but we were asking, what's the difference? What is a nesinus tam? What is a nesinus tam? What is a tam? Is it like a different kind of a thing? Is it like an object has substance and tam, like two parts in it, and like the tam part comes off when you cook it, and the substance part stays when you cook it, right? So we said no. We said that doesn't make sense. Remember, what did we say? Tam is what? Tam is nothing more than the very small piece of the substance, right? So what do we call it a tam for? What do we mean it's a tam? Because it's expressing itself in another substance. It's expressing itself in another substance. So if I took a tiny piece of meat, if I took a very, very small piece of meat, I'd say it's an isur mashu. Right? I took some of the juice from the meat, I'd say it's an isur mashu of nevela. But tam means that it's tam is a phenomenon. Tam is a way we describe a small isur that's expressing itself in a greater substance. It's unification with the other substance, which would normally create a bittul, but because of its expression, it still gives it a kiyum That's what we mean by a tam. A tam is not a different thing. A tam is the same thing in a different situation. Right? Like we said earlier, like we said by the Gemara in Chulin, the Gemara says when the milk is absorbed into the meat, then we call that a tam in the meat. But when it comes back out, it's going to be milk. It's going to be chalav nevela. Right? It just means, tam is just a description of the way one entity relates to another entity. It can exist in the other entity. The same chaticha, the same small piece that you would call an iser mashu, on its own, when it's part of another substance, we call it a tam. And that's what Rabbi Yehuda holds. For instance, Rabbi Yehuda says, min b'mino is not bottle, right? It's because there are mashahus of the iser in everything. There are mashahus of the iser in everything. Right? So that's what the Rashba is saying. The Rashba is saying that in a min b'mino, in a min b'mino, the whole concept of, the whole chilek between a tam and simply mixed together is artificial. That's artificial. So it doesn't make sense what the Ra'ah is saying to base the gzeira on an artificial concept. To say, by min b'mino, we're going to pretend that there's a phenomenon of tam going on. He says, if you're going to make a gzeira of min b'mino, you have to do it in the context of the min b'mino itself. And you can only deal with the actual properties and qualities that exist within a min b'mino. And the most you can say is bolo. You understand? The most you can say is that we're going to make the gzeira on nivlolim. Why? Because nivlolim is to mimbamino what the nesinas tam would be by a mimbashein amino. You know, you've got to translate it. You have to have a transformation from the realm of min b'she'en amino, which has a quality of a small part of it becoming a tam in something else. But when you're transforming it into a gzeira on a min b'mino, you can't transform the categories that exist in the min b'she'en amino. You can only take the closest phenomenon that exists within the min b'mino and say, because of the min b'she'en amino, we're going to also treat the mixture as an oser. You understand? But we can't impose a false quality of Nesinas Tam. So in that case, it breaks down the barrier between Bolo and Mevushal. There's no difference. There's no difference. Mevushal is Bolo. Okay? But since now he's down to an Indian of Bolo, he has to explain one thing. What? What does he have to explain? The parameters of Bolo. Right? That's what he's saying, that if it's E-Efsher Lafridon, that is by definition Bolo. But if it's Efsher Lecho Kolachas Latmo, then it's not per se Bolo. And the fact that you eat, and why is it not per se bolo? Because there's no one maisa achila that contains the heter and the isur biyachad. Each maisa achila, when he's going through his concept over here, of each time I say this one is not the isur, that's not the tam of the heter. The tam of the heter is not because you're not eating isur. He's showing you why it's not, why you don't consider it any achilas of Isser and Heter, Belulim B'yachad. It's only Belulim B'yachad B'maisa Achila, in one Maisa Achila. But since each Maisa Achila, I can always say, is independent, I'm not mitstarif them all together in the end to say I had one Achila of Isser and Heter Belulim. You understand? You don't have to go back and say that Lemafreya, it was all mitzuraf into one big achila, and now it's like I stuffed them all into my mouth at once. Because each maisa has its own, each maisa can be viewed on its own, and in its own framework be viewed as a maisa of heter. You know what I mean? You don't have to, that's what the other Rishonim are arguing about. That's what Rishonim are arguing about. You mitzaref them into one, and say, well, now it's like you ate them all but ba'achas. You know what I mean? No one is really saying The Rashba is not saying that when you can't, that you can't eat them all biyachad because he disagrees with the Rush. That's not what he's saying. He's saying you can't eat them all biyachad because then it would have the gzeira midrabanan of an atu min b'shein amino. Why? Because it would be to itself what a min b'shein amino would be. It would be blulim. It would be blulim. The gzeira is on a maisa of iser beheter biyachad. In min b'shein amino that occurs through nesinas tam, but in min b'mino that only occurs in the guf adavar. And that's no difference between the guf adavar being bottled through a nesinas, through a bishul that's going to be mevalel all of them, or through a physical commingling. You understand? There's no conceptual red line between bottle and nesinas tam. Nesinas tam is just a mice of being mevalel of bottle. It's just a hechi tims of bottle. According to the Ra, no, Nesinas Tam is a separate category. That itself is the category that they created in a Min B'mino. So therefore, as long as it's not into Nesinas Tam, you can mix them as much as you want.
So really he holds by the Rosh, right? That the Xeris concept, and so really Israel becomes Heter. The only thing is he's all that explanation of the heart, this one's not the Isser, it's not an explanation of how Bizzle's working.
That's right.
It's an explanation about why this is not subject to the Gezerah.
Exactly.
Because there's only on Maisa Achila, Isser Behetar, Biyachad.
That's
right.
That's what the Aruch HaShulchan, I think, made a wrong turn over there. He read this Rashba and he thought that this was the reason why it's mutter to eat it. Because this is the reason of the Bittel. That the Bittel is saying this one. It's not the reason of the Bittel. The Bittel is because of whatever, Chad betrays Bottle. This is a reason. I mean, the whole thing, it's almost like he read it out of context. You read the whole thing from the beginning to the end, it's extremely clear. He's just trying to explain why this is not under the Gzeirah Midrabanan of Shishim. He says it's not under the Gzeirah Midrabanan of Shishim because they extended from Min B'Shein Amino to Nivlalim. And since each, and Nivlalim has to be a Maisa Chila Biyachad of Isser V'Heter. So as long as I can divide these into three separate achilos, and on each one I can say it only has a shame heter, there's no tziruf in the end of iser of an achilas iser of a heter, right? But conceptually, now we have four positions on the min b'mino atu min b'shein amino. Okay, the easiest is the Raiva. The Raiva just holds that they mafkia the bittel barov and they substitute the bittel b'shishim. So therefore, he holds chad betray is aser even one at a time. Right, yidafka would need shishim. Then you have the Rush who holds it's only on the shame of a tapshil shel iser of a tarov shel iser. So that's only if it's before the bittel midraisa takes place. Right, then you have the Ra'ah who says midrabanan they gave the min b'mino like a quality of a nesinas tam. Right, and just like nesinas tam always prevents bittul, so automatically since midrabanan that is the gzera to treat min b'mino like it's a nesinas tam. So that's gonna necessitate one thing, that if there's bishul it's usher. If there's bishul it prevents the bittul, but anything short of bishul, it's k'mua din d'raisa. And according to the Rashba, they gave its nivlalim, they gave it a shame. According to the Rashba, the Issa midrabanan is like a reflection of the min b'shein amino. The min b'shein amino is biyachad by nesinas tam, but this is only an Issa biyachad by nivlalim. So they sort of translated the iser of Ein Amino into the framework of Min B'mino. So they made an iser on an achilas iser v'heter biyachad. Atu Min B'shein Amino, which is really an iser v'heter, which is an iser v'heter biyachad through Nesinas Tam, but here it's only going to be through Nevlon. So he takes away the chilik of Bishol. That's what he does. More strict. Can't eat them all at once.
What was the
Ravid? The Ravid was just saying that they said there's no more Bittul Barov. It's only B'shishim. That's like the Rambam. Rambam also has that.
What's the difference
According to the Rashi, the din by me being a mirror is what, and how is that?
According to?
According to the Rashi, din by me is what?
So min be'eino mino is an iser midoraisa because there is the presence of the iser in the heter biyachad through the phenomenon of the sinas tam. But he says, but there's no phenomenon of the sinas tam. So they said whenever it is biyachad in the way that a min be'eino is biyachad is going to be aser. You know what I mean? They conceptualized. They said the sinas tam by min be'eino mino is just generalized into biyachad, both things biyachad. But by min b'mino, biyachad, there's no difference biyachad in whether they're two things cold together or cooked together. There's no conceptual chilek. There's no chilek in cooking or just having cold mixtures.
What was min b'mino before they made it like min b'mino?
So midoraisa min b'mino is just, it's all heter, it's all batel. It's all bottle. There's no isser. We need to clarify the Rashba a little bit. The Rashba needs a little bit of clarification. See, according to the Rashba, oh, it's good. They gave the isser of min b'mino like a quality. So now naturally it plays out, right? You know, he doesn't like the Rashba seems to say he doesn't like the idea of saying we'll make the gzeira by pretending that there's an expression in the min b'mino bishul. There is no expression in the min b'mino bishul. So the only thing we can do is make the gzeira on the state of the mixture. But that's going to also be in, even if it's yavish b'yavish, and then mixed b'yachad. Because he doesn't like, see the Ra'ah is saying, they're both saying this, when you cook a min b'mino, there is lamaisa, no nesinas tam. There's no change. There's no expression of tam. So the Ra'ah is saying that we'll treat it like there is an expression of tam, midrabanan. We give it that phenomenon. We view it midrabanan like as if it were a nosein tam, and therefore it's just going to fall into the old iser of min b'shein amino. When it's a nosein tam, it becomes under the din of min b'shein amino. When there's no nosein tam, it stays under the raisa. The Rash was saying that's an artificial chiluk. When you cook two things min b'mino, there is no nesinas tam. You don't taste anything different. So the only thing, but there is something did happen. So the only thing we can say is what did happen. Now we have one tafshil that the two things are efshel afridan. That's what we have. We have a tafshil that has two entities balulim biyachad. We can't say we have an expression of one's tam. We don't. We can't say we'll pretend this is an expression. He doesn't like that. He says you can only make the gzera on the reality of the situation. You can't make a gzera on pretending that it wasn't like it is, pretending it's different. So the best you can do is say, because we have a concern by min b'shein omino that when they're together, one's tam will be expressed, which midaraisa would prevent a bittul. So the best we can do is say midrabanon on the min b'mino will take the presence of both together and make that an iser. You understand? Make an iser on an achila on achiloson biyachad, not because that is the only way we can quantify and deal with the realities of min b'mino. We can't deal with the realities of min b'mino by saying, let's pretend it expressed tam. But when they cook together, all we can say is that they're balulim biyachad. So then the gzera has to be on that reality. Therefore, min b'mino ha balulim biyachad are asurim.
Does balul matter by min b'mino?
Balul doesn't matter because you don't need balul. You don't need bolo. You need much less than bolo. All you need is a small amount of a tam present in the other thing.
So
bolo is like in down to more of a physical state, like the actual mingling of the things. But by min b'shein omino, even if you wouldn't consider it belulim, you just consider one to be a nosein tam and the other substance really not to be present. That's enough. But he's saying there's no chilek like. Now, in min b'shein amino, there's a chilek. You can have you can have the hard, the cold substances mixed together in a cold mixture. That's impossible to be mafrid one from the other. It's impossible to, like, you have a case like that in Yardea. Like if you were soaking, what is the case over there? You had like a sherets that got totally chopped up, very fine. You ever see that case? The chopped up sherets, very, very fine, and you can't strain it out. So every scoop is going to have a little bit of that thing in it, you know, and just cannot be mafrid. It's just not possible. It has other little things, and there's no way to strain them out. So that would be, even if it's cold, it would just be belulim biyachad. That's belulim biyachad, right? Where the substances are mixed.
But that's not a natural halakhic state, though, right? Because you're saying you don't even need
that. That doesn't, right? That's not a state of where it's affecting the other piece. That's not a state where it's qualifying the heter. That's just lamaisa. They belulim them together. That's on a physical level. But in min b'shein amino, you have another. You have much further down the spectrum, where it's not considered the belulim biyachad, but it's considered to just have a presence of tam. Right. So he's saying, but by min b'shein amino, there is no chiluk like that. There is no chiluk. There's no chiluk like that. Min b'mino, there's no chiluk like that. We can only have one category. You can't. By min b'shein amino, you can make two different categories. You can say conceptually there's a presence of tam, and conceptually there's a much more concentrated form of bluim. But by min b'mino, you can't make any chiluk. All you can say is they're just different levels of bluim. The different levels of bluim never turn into conceptually different categories. But that's what we've been saying the whole time. Saying what is a tam? A tam is like a very, very minute mixture where you don't recognize the where you recognize the substance is not nicker, but there's the quality that's expressed. So it's just a reduced form of blulim in reality, but it becomes its own category. You can deal with tam as like a new category. His point is by min b'mino, you can't deal with tam as a category. The most you can say is blulim. So any gzera, the point is the gzera will have to pull in all forms of blulim. That's the point I'm trying to make. According to the ra'ah, you can conceptualize a tam and limit your gzera to the realm of what you're calling the conceptual tam, and that will leave alone all cases of yavish b'yavish, even though they're blulim. But according to the Rashba, he doesn't accept that chiluk. So therefore, any gzera is going to have to be toface all blulim. Because there's no categorical distinction in min b'mino between belulim and nesinas tam. So therefore the form, that's where it comes down to an interesting machlokas in formulation. Can you formulate the derabbanan over here based on applying properties by the min b'shein amino to the min b'mino? Right? And treating the min b'mino as if it had qualities of the min b'shein amino? Or must you limit your definitions to the actuality of the min b'mino? And therefore it's going to include cases that you wouldn't have needed to include necessarily. Mm-hmm. But it has to be. There's no other way to do it. There's no way to do it.
I think she looks like the Russians in the same thing. Because ball doesn't matter by min b'mino.
No, by min b'shein amino, what do you mean it doesn't matter?
Isn't there an asinus tam ball?
But the point is, we call that a different phenomenon. That's not called bolo. That's called the nesinas tam. It's not called bolo.
Definitely usher, but just not because of bolo.
Right.
Because when the sherets would be finally cut up,
that would be usher because of the sherets. That would be usher because you just can't not eat the sherets.
Right.
When you're eating by min b'shein amino, we don't treat it. We treat it like its presence is existent because of the tam. But by min b'mino, you can't say its presence has existed because of tam. All you can say is, like let's say you said min b'mino is not bottle. It's not because it's giving a tam to the min b'mino, but it's because you're eating a little bit of min of iser. Remember we're saying, according to Rabbi Yehuda, when you say min b'mino is not bottle, it's not that it's a tam of the iser in the heter. It's that lamaisa, that little iser never went anywhere. It never disappeared. So it would be like taking a tiny piece of the nevela and eating it. You can't do that, right?
In the same way, you're saying there'd be no reason to talk about nivlal because you have something much more primary.
Exactly, you have a whole new phenomenon of tam,
right.
That's more primary. And Lamaisa, the little bit that's Belulim would have been bottle, but for this new presence of Tam. You understand?
Yeah.
In other words, it's a whole different reality. In the Min B'She'en Omino, right? In the Min B'She'en Omino, if it wasn't for the Nesinas Tam, we would never care about Belulim of this minute quantity. We would never care about Belulim. It is Belul to this minute quantity, but this minute quantity of Belul would have been a non-issue. Except for the fact that it's a Nosin Tam. Okay? Now, go to Min B'Mino. You have a little bit of Belulim, but you wouldn't really care about this little bit of Belulim, because it's already Bottle Berov. Right? But since we want to make Gzeira Atu Min B'Shein Omino, we have no choice but to be toe-faced the Shein Belulim. To the shear of the Belulim of the Min B'Shein Omino, yeah.
Does the Gzeira on Min B'Mino, on Belulim, have any Nachminas in Min B'Shein Omino? Like, for example,
but what Gzeira by Min B'Shein Omino? But the Min B'Mino, which, I'm sorry, start again.
Gzeira of Belulim.
By Min B'Mino.
Min B'Mino.
Right.
Does that have any Nachminas now in Min B'Shein Omino? No?
I don't think so.
I mean, there are cases, because, in other words, the only reason why we don't really talk about Belulim in Min B'Shein Omino is because you have Tam, and that prevents Bittul anyway. So there are no cases like where there's no Nesinas Tam in Min B'Shein Omino, where now this Gzeira. It would
apply if you had a Yavish B'Yavish Min B'Shein Omino mixture.
Right. Right. Wouldn't that
talk
about like
Kelach?
That wouldn't be
Mutter? No, Midrabanan, we say it's Aser, because if you would. He seems to say it's Aser anyway, I'm not sure. That's an old question. If you had Min B'Shein Omino, Yavish B'Yavish, would it be Mutter or Aser? He's saying that if it's Nivlalim, sounds like he's saying if it's Nivlalim, that's what I wasn't sure. It could be these arguments that were all on that too. Ra seems to say that would definitely be Mutter.
Yeah, I mean,
they call that Lach V'Lach, right? They call it like a Lach V'Lach.
So you're talking about just any Min B'Shein Omino that is Blue.
But yeah, you're right, because that's right. They call Kemach the Kemach like a Lach V'Lach. Why? Because it's totally Nivlolim. Right, it's completely Belulim.
So, what I'm saying right now is that both of them take.
Right? Now, the Rashba says you can only make the Gzeira on the Shein Belulim by Min B'Mino, because that's the only reality that exists. You can only say there's a Shein Belulim. But Shein, so the Gzeira would have to be on the Shein Belulim, on the Chilas Belulim. But Belulim includes Yavish B'Yavish She'ef Sher Lafrilan. That's also included in the definition of the category. That's also included in the category of Belulim. According to the Ra'ah, we impose a fictional category of Nesinas Tam, of where one creates a qualitative change in the other. And we pretend by Min B'Mino that that also occurs. Right? But that only occurs when there's a bishul. That never occurs by a yavish b'yavish. So therefore, wherever there would be a qualitative change of a nesinas tam, we say it happens, and that prevents the bittul. But that therefore he doesn't make the gzeira on the actuality of belulim. He pretends that there's a bolul of min b'mino that has the quality of nesinas tam. And that's the only one that the Gzeira is on. But it's a fictional thing.
Why does Rashi go on about maybe this is Liaser?
That's just saying that you don't consider three separate Maisei Achila to be considered Mitztaref, like one Achila that has Isser in it.
But he's not even worried about eating Isser.
He's worried with defining what's considered the Maisa of eating them B'Yachad. What's the maisa of eating them biyachad? Belulim means that it's one achila that contains both of them.
So when you eat
all together,
you shouldn't say that that's aser because it's balal aser.
Because there's no Nesinas Tam.
By regular Min B'Shein Omino, there is.
No, it's not Nesinas Tam, it's Yavish B'Yavish. Yavish B'Yavish is never a Nesinas Tam.
Even when they're both together?
Yeah, you might taste the Isser, but it's not. You might taste the iser, but it's. You mean like a lach, like a real lach v'lach?
No,
forget about lach v'lach.
Chop meat.
Yeah, let's say you have small pieces. It's not one is not nosing time to the other.
Right.
Just chopped up small. One is not nosing time to the other.
They say the same thing.
Who the Rashba?
Follow
the Ra'ah is saying the Rashba says it's the same.
Yeah, okay.
But not the Ra'ah.
So that's not an issue of tongue, that's just the actual.
That's just the actual. You would taste the tam of the of the Isser itself.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not a phenomenon in the Sinas tam. I mean, you might be right. There might be a point where you get them so liquefied that we do consider it all mixing together. But certainly before that, he holds his mutter, and the Rashi would still hold his sasser. If it's mimimia. Has to be in the Sinas tam.
What's his last case with the when you cook them in the big pot? So you just separate them on the side?
Well, the Rashba, he says maybe that's mutter, right?
I don't, like...
Because you could still say that it's...
you're
you
not
still
separating each individual chatika. Like
no, he says you take like half of the... You don't know where the Isser is. The Isser, you split it in half, so you cook them separately. So now one half was cooked with the Isser and one half was not, but you don't know which one is which.
But one of them is definitely going to be nibble.
Yeah, but he's saying in each Maisa Achila, again, you could say... I don't know if this Maisa Achila is not necessarily an Achilas Belulim. Because maybe this was in the other pot. And then when you eat that one, you could say, well, maybe this one is also not a Maisa Achilas Belulim. He's not as sure about that Heter as the first Heter.
Right? Is that the subject whether you have the Gzera situation or not?
Right.
The first one, he's saying the Gzera didn't take this into
See, that's what he's not sure. He's not sure if... If when it is objectively, and it's an interesting question. I mean, what is his question over there about the splitting the pot? So he's not sure if the fact that if the fact that it's Efshir Lafridim is a problem. If in the Maisa Achila you don't have to say you ever ate Isser, right? He's not sure if the Tsirif has to be in the Maisa Achila itself, or even in the Cheftzos, if there's a Tsirif. What if I have a Tsirif in the Cheftzos? But not necessarily the Maisa Achila. So that's if I split the pot in half and I cook half and half. So in one, in some of those chatichos, it definitely is Isser that's Efshir Lafridim. But I can eat them in a way that it's not necessarily that each Maisa Achila I can say is not an Achila Isser. Right? It's an interesting question. Yeah.
So the difference between the
Rash and the Rosh. I didn't send that part to you. You didn't see that, Kate, did you?
Yeah.
Oh, it was in there?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't realize that. Yeah.
The difference between the Rashba and the Rosh in how you have to eat it is only the Rabbana?
That's the way I'm learning. 100%, only the Rabbana. Nobody here is saying it's the Reis Avraham.
So if you ate it like the Rosh, according to the Rashba?
You'd be over here as the Rabbana.
Yeah, it's.